Techno Progressivo. You are listening to Techno Progressivo on 101.9 CITR in Vancouver.
Welcome to Techno Progressivo. I'm DJ Waugh, and you're listening to 101.9 CITR here in Vancouver. I'm proud to work and live on the unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations. I've got an excellent interview feature on tap for you this evening with Berlin's Buka Shade, some great techno and tech house on display, and we will get to that shortly, but first let's check out this episode's track of the week. D'Angelo's track Reggae gets a retouch from two Toronto heavyweights. Carlo Leo and Nathan Barato team up to give us this beauty.
Tell you, get out of here. See, it goes like this. Doing making love, the girl tell me to come. Says she want the daughter, cause she already have the son. And if I don't come quick, I can't forget it. So I'm a draw from a jinx and I take one sip. Should I see me just a gallop like a horse, I get whipped. Come quick, whoa. She said you are love and not another, although some men change. But I know you will never. She give me love you forever. Hey, an amazing track of the week there. Carlo Leo and Nathan Barato remixed D'Angelo's track Reggae. Some great underground house for you. That's out now on Rauthentic and can be had wherever you buy your tracks. On to the feature for tonight's episode. Buka Shade will be in town next Saturday the 13th, and I was fortunate to interview Arno from the group in the run-up to the show. For this one, I feature a lot of tracks from their new album early on and then some classics to close it out. Here we talk influences, amazing gigs, and their live setup. There's some excellent musicianship on offer here as they add their human touch to the world of electronic music. The lead track here is titled Fragile Things. Full track list and a selection of Buka Shade web links can be found on Techno Progressivo's Facebook page. Thank you. This is DJ Waugh speaking to Arno, one half of Berlin-based production duo Boucashade. They've been producing and performing for the past 3 decades. With releases on Bedrock, Tool Room, Global Underground, and their own Blaufield and Get Physical labels, amongst others, their tracks have been at the forefront of techno and house music during that period. They've remixed Depeche Mode, Hot Chip, Moby, and countless others. Their gig list includes Coachella, Glastonbury, and Red Rocks, just to name a few. And an induction into Pete Tong's BBC Radio 1 Hall of Fame highlights the mark they've left on the scene. Their latest release is an album titled Link to the Invisible, which dropped on June 7th, and that's available wherever you buy your music. They will be here in Vancouver at Harbour Theatre on Saturday, July 13th, and that's what we're here to talk about tonight. It's my pleasure to be speaking to them. This is Boucashade, so kicking things off here, how do you currently define your sound, and how would you say it's evolved or shifted over time?
Yes, it's Arno from Boucashade here. Hi. About the sound, you're asking about the sound and how we define our sound? Yeah, that's a tricky question. Over the decades, you know, we've been doing what we've been doing all the time. It's electronic music, club music, music that you can listen outside of the club as well. And when we first started, it, you know, there was still minimal around. So it was a little bit considered minimal. Then it was electro house. And that was always before then the mainstream would take over the music, you know, and then make it really commercial. And then all of a sudden electro house was this big thing. And then it was tech house and that became very commercial. And I think what sums it up, I mean, we do techno and house. So tech house of the old definition was quite good. We also do melodic house and techno. That's another, you know, draw you want to pull. Yes, melodic, but it, you know, essentially it's electronic music and Boucashade. I like to believe that Boucashade have kind of a trademark sound, which is quite recognizable, and it's quite difficult to have with instrumental music. I mean, predominantly we're doing instrumental music, some songs with vocals here and there. But yeah, electronic music you can dance to.
Okay, and then thinking way back to the beginning of this, can you think of either a handful of tracks or some producers or DJs, anything from that period of time that really pushed you into this direction?
Well, you mean at the very beginning when we started to make music, Walter and I, we met in a school band actually a long, long time ago. And that was a time when bands like Depeche Mode came up, you know, we're kids of the 80s we are. So The Cure, New Order, all this electronic driven sound that was influenced by Kraftwerk, but took it to, you know, the Brit kind of sound, that was very influential. And then that's for us when we decided, oh, we dreamt of being musicians and we hope that something would happen. So, you know, we might be on a stage and present our music, you know, these dreams that you have as a kid. And then, you know, well, we skip forward a bit, we worked really hard. And then actually this dream came true. And when we created and set up a label called Get Physical together with friends of ours, there was a gap in the music, because at that point, I'm speaking very early 2000s, it was again very minimal, very hard, not melodic at all, and that wasn't the sound that we had in mind. We had something in mind where people have fun and are with each other, you know, not in the strobe light and dancing on their own, but doing something together. This is why the label name Get Physical sums it up very well. At that point, I was, it's funny, only yesterday a driver from a festival who drove me to the airport, we talked, and he, you know, asked how things started with Bookershade and Get Physical. There were acts like Metro Area or Chicken Lips in the early 2000s, which were very influential for us because they created a sound that was, you know, had an organic feel you could dance to. It was uplifting, and that's what we took as a blueprint, basically, for what we did with Get Physical and also with Bookershade.
This is Naz.
This is Dave from Yoluka.
This is Sam Wolf.
Hi, this is Glenn Morrison.
Hey, this is Steve from Fort Knox 5, and you're listening to DJ Wah on Techno Progressivo.
Okay, let's fast forward to 2024 here. When you are making tracks together, which DAW are you working with and why?
You know, when we first started, of course, in the old days, you would have everything external and you have a big mixing desk and a lot of synthesizers and samplers and stuff. We started very early on in the early 2000s, bringing everything into the laptop because also we still travel a lot and we like to work while we travel. Many of our songs are written somewhere on the road or in a hotel room or, you know, at a backstage behind, you know, after the sound check. So it was very important for us to have everything in the laptop. So yes, the whole Logic Audio thing with loads of soft synths, that's our thing. And you know, the way we work with it, it's about how you take these instruments and how to bring across a bit of, you know, the soul in the electronic sound. It can be very cold, but electronic sound can also have a warmth to it. And we always looked into giving it as much warmth and human, you know, feel in the precision of electronic music as we could.
Okay, you mentioned using Logic there. Are you generally using their stock VSTs or do you like to bring in a lot of external ones when you produce music?
Oh, we have everything. But then Walter would be the guy to talk to, really, because he's the studio guy. He lives in the laptop. He has everything while I do things like speaking to you. And I'm just a drummer, you know. I play drums to the songs that Walter plays. I know that we use all different kinds of things and also a lot of not so well known stuff, you know, something that sometimes Walter picks up on a, you know, in a magazine, on a, like in the old days, on a CD where you have a free shareware synth that you can use. Many of our songs were done with that, actually. And then on stage, of course, we use Ableton Live because it's just a lot easier to work with in the live surrounding. So what we do is we prepare all the songs that we want to play in, like, let's say 10 stereo files per song, and then load these into Ableton and then create a set. You know, we play live like a DJ would. So there are transitions, you know, there are a couple of breaks in the music, stops, but basically we play through and each night it'll be different, but we prepare it like a band would. You know, we have a playlist that with the songs that we like to play and try out, and we prepare this for every evening.
Okay, I want to build on this a little bit. Based on what I saw online, your live setup looks to include live drums, a MIDI keyboard, a DJ mixer, a Native Instruments Machina, and three laptops. So how do you two approach your sets with all of that equipment?
You looked us up. Yes, absolutely. So we're an electronic live act. So, of course, we have backing tracks which run on Ableton Live. That's the one laptop. Then Walter has another laptop for all the live keyboards that he plays. And then he has all different kinds of, you know, little boxes that he can tweak and make noises with, and a chaos pad to make noise. And then on the other side, I have an electronic drum kit where I trigger Native Instruments Machina. Yes, you said it already. For those who know, if you have technically interested listeners, the Machina Plus, actually, which has the sampler internal, so I don't need yet another laptop to run it, because I love as little laptop business as I can have on stage. I like the Machina with all the control buttons and knobs where I have my effects on there for the drums. So we're playing that live. And then the third laptop is a relict basically from the times when we had Traktor playing. And we, because in the old days, we also did, occasionally we did DJ sets. And then I would have the Traktor and I would do the DJ stuff. Walter would have Ableton. And then we switch between those two. Now in newer days, we use that laptop actually only as a backup. So it basically has the same stuff on that is on the main Ableton laptop.
Okay, you mentioned they're having a set list, so you have some sort of idea in mind of what you're gonna play, but when you are performing, is it primarily your tracks, or do you bring other artists' tracks in? Do you edit them on the fly? Do you add a cappellas, that kind of thing? When it all happens, how do you guys do it?
Well, we only play our tracks. That's different to the times when we did a DJ show and played DJ sets. We're not doing that anymore. Since 10 years or so. It was only a short period of time where we did DJ sets, because it was really like we came from a long tour and we were just bored with playing our own music and we wanted to try something else and something that, you know, stimulates us. That's why where the DJ thing came about. But we only play live nowadays. It's always live. It's always our music. And well, what happens is we play a lot of unreleased music. We use every possibility in every show to try out new things, which later on might be releases or not. So it's very important for us that we feel the music in the live surrounding to be able to judge if it will be interesting for an audience and also for a DJ to play it. Okay. Although it's quite different, there are songs that work for it's a tricky thing, really. There are songs that work not so great for us in the live show, but they are great for DJs, and the other way around, because for us as a live act, there's the band performance aspect that's very important, because people like to watch us play and like to watch what we're doing. You know, that's different to a DJ. A DJ, you know, many times can have the lights off and just play the music. But for us, it's important that people see the energy that we bring into the music and bring across. I know for a fact that this energy that we send out, if it's picked up by the audience and returned, then everybody's going to have a great time. And I can feel it sometimes from the beginning of a show on, or I can feel the moment when we get them, if you know what I mean. Mm. So it takes, especially when it's early shows, people have to get into the music, have their first beer after their work, relax, and then we're getting into it. So it's always a great experience. That's one thing I really love about my job, that I can give this energy and people can have a great time.
Yeah.
Okay, I just want to ask one more question about your live sets. When you are playing unreleased tracks, do you typically sit on those and possibly never release them, or do they all eventually see the light of day?
Not necessarily. I mean, it may be months that we play a song in our set and then release it for various reasons, because it may be that we wait for another mix, or we just try it out many times to really get the mix right, because it's sometimes details. You can work in the studio for forever and you think it may be good, but then you play it for an audience and within seconds you realize either if it's really good or it's not good. Go back to the studio, back to your desk and continue the work. But it's no, it's not really that way that we would hold something back.
Discorder, that free magazine from CITR, has been documenting the best in music, arts, and culture since 1983. Let's see what one man of prestige has to say about Discorder.
What up, though? This is Big Snoop Dogg, and I fucks with Discorder magazine. How about that?
Smoke weed every day.
Pick up a copy around Vancouver or with Discorder online at discorder.ca.
Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theatre, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theatre, visit their website at www.riotheatre.ca.
You are listening to the Buka Shade interview here on Techno Progressivo. I'm DJ Wah, and the station is 101.9 CITR. That half of the interview wrapped up with their track No Memory. Full track must end a selection of Buka Shade weblinks can be found on Techno Progressivo's Facebook page. Part 2 kicks off with a track called The Sun. Okay, let's jump to gigs here. You've played everywhere globally. At this stage, it might be hard to pick this out, but can you think of one or two events either that you have played or that you're hoping to play in the future that either you're really excited about or completely blew your expectations out of the water when you played them?
Oh, there's one thing I don't even have to think about, because it's always the first thing that comes to mind. There was one show at Red Rocks outside of Denver, which is certainly in the top three of our shows, because it was just mind-blowing. And we supported a US band called the Disco Biscuits. So Disco Biscuits were huge. They filled Red Rocks, and we were booked as the support. And the idea was they play one set of, I don't know, an hour and a half, then we play an hour, then they play a second set of an hour and a half. And I can really honestly say we stole the show on that night, because people reacted so well. And if you happen to know Red Rocks, it's this amphitheater in the Rocky Mountains. So you have this sea of people right in front of you, not like a field where it just disappears, but you have everyone around you. So that's definitely, that was a big moment. And thinking of having everyone around you, we had the pleasure once to support Depeche Mode in Berlin. Actually, we played twice for them. The other one was in Tel Aviv years ago. But in Berlin, it's a similar setup. It's an amphitheater where you have everyone right in front of you, because it rises up. You know, it's not like a shed in America where it's a field behind, but it goes straight up in front of you, so you see every face. And when there's a good audience, then that's a great show. So these are just two examples. We are fortunate to have played a lot of interesting individual places, you know, not just clubs or you know, we played everything from by the sea, wonderful sea, to a hangar, gray hangar somewhere in a cave. You know, we played it all. Okay, another question that might be challenging for you here, just given the volume of your body of work. Can you think of either an album, a couple of albums that really stood out to you as some of your best productions, or even tracks that have really stood out? And what made those so special for you? Well, of course, most likely it would be Movements, the Movements album from 2006, because it was just an enormous time. It was like at that time everything fell into place. The production was easy and was a lot of fun. Get physical. Everybody was still you know, around. There was a great brotherhood of these people that we worked with. And it contained songs like Body Language and White Rooms, Darko, you know, Mandarin Girl, many of the songs we still play today. And if we don't play them, we'll be crucified, you know. still come to hear those songs. And we're very happy. We're very thankful for it. Another album I really liked was called Dear Future Self. And it was just because the time was so, not difficult, but was special because it came out in 2020, you know, just when the first lockdowns came and we had the album finished and were about to embark on a big world tour. Actually, we had a lot of stuff lined up, Australia, America, a lot of Europe, of course, and it happened what happened. Everybody knows it. And still, it was a time, and we weren't worried in a way about releasing the music. It was quite clubby at that time, but it was a lot of fun, like getting the music and the word out to people and then receiving feedback from people listening to it at home and all this, you know, everything that went on then, the feelings of, I wish when I hear this music, I could listen to it in a club, but it's not possible. But hell, it will be possible in the future and we'll do it together, you know, this kind of thing. So Dear Future Self also is an album I'm really proud of and I have fond memories of.
We'll be right back.
You mentioned some groups early on that influenced you, Depeche Mode, Chicken Lips, that sort of thing. In 2024, who really stands out to you as somebody that's pushing the boundaries or somebody that's making amazing music?
Yes, pushing. I mean, there are people who are definitely pushing boundaries. Like if you look at Fred Again or so, you know, people like these who bring in new music, who create it in a new way, who perform it in a new way. That's really interesting. It's nothing, you know, it's nothing I would want to do, but it's I have a lot of respect for those people. So that's definitely something. And well, there's still, you know, there's a young girl that we've been supporting since she was 13 years old. Her name is Joplin. She's around now already for a while, and she goes her way. I think she does some good stuff.
This is MC Flipside.
Hey, this is Quiver.
Hey, this is Giuseppe Taviani.
Hey, this is DJ Heather from Chicago.
Hey, this is Will Sparks.
This is DLMT, and you're listening to Techno Progressivo.
Okay, looking into the crystal ball here, what do you see happening in the future, both in your productions and your live sets?
Well, we've been creating music for, you know, a good, what was it, good 30 years, and it's still fun. So as long as it's fun and also the live playing is fun, we'll certainly continue. So we're already having plans for next year, because we'll bring back more of the concert live shows that we've been doing in the old days, like 10 years ago, to have, like, you know, these early evening raves, like not so much late time, but also late night time. But we made the experience that when we played interesting places, early evening, like I'm talking like 10 o'clock or so, you know, and you have a good audience, people really appreciated it. We had it a lot of times in Copenhagen, in Reykjavik. This year we had a couple of these shows, and we want to focus on it more. So that's a project for next year. And then, of course, we're writing music all the time. So in a way, this is good for us that we have our own label and we can release music very short term and regularly to get it out of the system. You know, we don't like to overthink things too much. When a track works and we played it in the show and we have a good feeling, then boom, get it out there and see what happens. You know, if it doesn't click, then next one. We really like this way of working. So yeah, we'll definitely continue doing that.
final question for you here. Is there anything that you'd like to promote right now?
Well, of course, people should know that we come to your lovely city, Vancouver, on July 13th for a show. So I hope to see some faces there. I'm looking forward to returning to Vancouver because I remember very well the sky. I love the skyline with all the water, the mountains, and the buildings. It's got an interesting skyline, really. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to returning. We have two shows before that, so it's a long weekend, but I'm sure the energy will be up when we're on stage. So, yeah, this is what people should know.
This has been Buka Shade. A selection of their tracks can be found on Beatport, Apple Music, Spotify, Juno Download, and Bandcamp. As well, a full list of their web links can be found on Techno Progressivo's Facebook page. Remember to get down to Harbor Theater on Saturday, July 13th to check out their brand of music on display, and tickets for that are still available online. Thank you very much for doing this.
Magazine has been supporting local music for over 30 years. Thanks to the long-term support of the Rickshaw Theater, Discorder lives. Your favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theater, check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder magazine or at rickshawtheater.com.
We are all done for another episode of Techno Progressivo. Thank you so much to Arno from Bucashade for agreeing to interview. Bucashade's track Body Language rounded things out there. Full track list and a selection of their web links can be found at Techno Progressivo's Facebook page. Head over there to find out more about the mind behind the music. Tickets for their gig at Harbor Theater are still available online. If you've enjoyed the show and want to hear it again, visit the Techno Progressivo show page at CITR.ca or Apple Podcasts. To give this one another spin or to hear more great guest mixes and interviews from days gone by, keep up to date with Techno Progressivo. Follow our socials, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and SoundCloud. Attic Jams is up next on the station. Stick around to see what they've got in store for you tonight. Before we go, let's do as we always do and set the controls in the time machine for this episode's track from the past. For this one, we're going to hop back 8 years in time to 2016 to showcase some percussive techno. Transcode remixes Glenn Morrison's track Chant. Enjoy this, and I'll see you back here next time. We'll be right back.